Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Listening to What's on Your Mind. Pat Finken sitting in for Scott Hennon today. Again, another day with all three of my listeners. Going to try to do my best to talk about the issues of the day.
Are you cutting yourself in that suspense, by the way?
Not even my children listen to my show.
Wow.
Clear about that.
So. Children didn't listen when they were growing up, right?
Anyway, filling in for Scotty, who's on vacation for a couple of years. They never listened when they were young either. So if you want to be part of the show, you can join us at 1-800-228-0550. That's 1-800-228-0550. Or you can join us locally at 701-258-0550. We're going to break from our usual tradition of open lines in the first half hour of the show today and get into an issue that's really been elevated by the presidential contest on the Republican side. Obviously, a lot of attention created by presidential candidate Donald Trump on the immigration issue. A lot of discourse, a lot of disagreement, a lot of agreement on this issue. And rather than just kind of play football with it, I thought it would be great to take a little time today and talk about what good immigration policy looks like. Before we can start talking about where we go, we really got to have a good ground game of what this thing should look like. And nobody better to deal with this than our friends at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. We're honored to be joined today by Randy Johnson, who's a senior vice president with the chamber, and Amy Nice, who's an executive director for the immigration policy of the U.S. Chamber. Amy and Randy, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Pat.
Thank you very much.
There's been a lot of discussion, obviously, with the presidential battle that's going on about immigration, and a lot of loose facts and loose policies being bandied about. And rather than get into that kind of a weed, I thought we'd spend some time today talking about what constitutes, where should the U.S. be going when it comes to immigration policy? And, of course, you folks just recently released a paper, white paper, on this very issue called Restructuring the Immigration System to Increase Security and Promote Economic Growth. And I guess that's where I'd like to start the discussion today is, and, of course, if people have questions, feel free to call in, but I'd like to start the discussion today where the U.S. Chamber thinks the immigration policy in this country needs to go.
Well, I'll say
how about
right
that
now,
for an open-ended, broad question?
Yeah, it's
for
an
you.
Open question, and certainly it's one of those ironic areas where literally, I would say, no one says it ought to stay at the status quo, and yet nothing ever seems to get done on Capitol Hill, even though, as you hinted, a lot of people have been working on this for certainly over a decade, and in fact, the chamber testified on this for the first time literally the Friday before 9/11, when my boss testified with several other big thinkers in this area. So we've been working on it for a while. It is an open, broad question you've asked there, but let me try and give you the four parts to the areas we've been working on for some time and why we did this report. First of all, there's a lot of talk out there. There's a lot of studies. A lot of rhetoric that doesn't match up to the facts. So we thought here at the chamber it was time to bring into one report sort of all the thinking in this area, all the various studies, and talk about how immigration reform in all its various parts is good for the country, not just as immigration reform per se, but why it promotes both border security and economic growth. And under that, so let's just talk about security here for a second, and it's one of those ironies where people say, oh, I'm big on national security, et cetera, but, you know, we really shouldn't do on immigration reform except put more tanks at the border or more fences or whatever, and it's much more complicated than that. And, in fact, let me say that every past Department of Homeland Security secretary has noted that just putting a wall at the border is not going to be enough. For example, Tom Ridge, head of Department of Homeland Security, said, I don't see how you can have a good security policy without a good guest worker program. Jan Napolitano. I'm in favor of creating an effective guest worker program to regain true control of the United States-Mexican border. Michael Chertoff, no softy on enforcement. The only way to truly get enforcement done is to create legal pathways to satisfy what is an undeniable work need. So what is meant here, this is the area of what we call the importance of expanding temporary worker programs so that employers, when they truly, after recruiting in the domestic workplace, cannot find a U.S. worker to do a job, they can recruit from overseas or from across the border for immigrant workers to fill these jobs. So how does that help national security? It's because people come to this country, of course, to get jobs. They don't come here to get welfare benefits. They don't cross the desert putting their lives at risk to get welfare benefits, as some people like to say. It's just not true, and the facts show otherwise. They come here to get jobs. And because there's not an adequate way under our current legal mechanisms to fill those jobs, frankly, a lot of these people do come here illegally. And employers, they do put them through a required system called the I-9 process, but they are still working here illegally, even though the employer doesn't necessarily know that. So if we created a system by which these workers could come here legally, they would go through a process by which they're screened, they're checked for national security issues, et cetera, and they would fill the available jobs legally. That takes care of removing the job magnet of jobs that are available here, but also make sure that we screen the people who come here carefully and legally, as distinguished from them coming here illegally. So that's how, and I testified on this recently in front of the Senate, sort of how expanded temporary worker programs would help increase national security at our borders and otherwise. Obviously, legalization is a very, very hot topic. It's very controversial. Like, I get that. I don't debate this issue anymore with my family at the Thanksgiving table. Everybody has strong feelings about it. But we have 7 to 10 million undocumented workers here, and not knowing exactly who they are does not serve anyone. So we do believe here at the chamber, we have to come forward with a process to give them some sort of legal status, check their backgrounds, find out where the criminals are, and kick the criminals out. Right now, there is just sort of the shadow world, and we need to shrink that haystack to find the bad guys. So in summary, that's sort of where the two basic reforms, expand temporary worker programs and legalization, would help improve national security. And, of course, we combine that with mandatory employment verification processes, and the chamber supports this. Some people are surprised the chamber would support this on our members, but requiring all employers to comply with an electronic employment verification system to make sure people who came to this country were, in fact, authorized to work under this sort of new regime we're talking about. Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. No, go ahead. You were going to throw it to Amy for a second. So
yeah, I just wanted Amy to talk a little bit about the economic benefits of temporary worker programs, with perhaps a focus on the H-1B program, Amy.
Well, I think one of the things that our report talks about is how we can promote economic growth through immigration reform regarding workable visa programs for all skill levels, both at the lesser skilled but essential occupation level, but also the high-skilled college-educated level. And economists who have looked at this have found that for each single lesser-skilled worker who lawfully enters the United States, 4.62 U.S. jobs are created. And for each high-skilled college-educated foreign worker that legally enters the United States, 1.83 U.S. jobs are created. And there's other related research that goes through and analyzes how economic growth is encouraged when we have foreign workers filling jobs that are not being filled by U.S. workers. So we talk about in our report how changes to the immigration system can realize economic benefits. And as Randy said, one thing that we've spent a lot of time on is the high-skilled space, which we used to think was an area where there was a fair amount of agreement about, but we now know that that's certainly not the case. And there's sort of two issues that have come up very frequently in this year and recently in the debate about high-skilled. One is that putting together information, or rather data points, showing the number of immigrants who've come to the United States recently, and the number of jobs that are filled or not filled. Some people try to say that there's a cause and effect between immigration and immigration levels and our nation's GDP or job growth across the economy. And economists have very carefully analyzed this, and it's quite clear that, you know, throwing together two data points doesn't create a cause and effect, and that our nation's GDP and the economic growth of many localities, metropolitan economies, has gone up and down and fluctuated without regard to the overall immigration level. Instead, what happens is that consistently local economies are benefited when high-skilled immigrants come to the U.S. and fought and fill jobs that aren't being filled by U.S. workers. And another point,
Amy, I'm going to have to
hold
you up this second. We've got a hard break coming up. We've got to take that.
Okay.
Our guests today are Randy Johnson and Amy Nice with the U.S. Chamber. We're talking about immigration policy. I appreciate you letting me in here for a second, Amy. We'll be back with more information and your questions after the break.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
The Bakken's best trucks are at S&S Motors in Watford City. How do I know? I bought one, and you can too. They have great clearance pricing every day, internet specials every day. Give Brent or Tim a call. They'll take good care of you. Pre-owned 4x4s, great deals. Fords and Chevys, too. They'll bring it to you. They deliver. Plus, they have that full-service shop with Fortex. It'll take care of all your affairs, vehicle maintenance, too. Call Sonia to schedule 701-444-2341. Online at snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors, Watford City.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're on the edge of adventure and we're surrounded. Surrounded by rivers for canoeing, the legendary Lake Sakakawea for fishing, and pristine grasslands for everything in between. We're wide open spaces and an invitation to explore. We're the majestic badlands of Theodore Roosevelt National Park and the beginning of the rugged 100-mile Matahe Trail. We're hiking, biking, horseback riding, and camping underneath the stars. We're Watford City, and we're time out for family fun. We're rib fest and street dances, high school football games, and rodeos at the county fair. We're Watford City, a hometown and a destination. We're the West at its best, because some things never change. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com. That's voicesofwatford.com.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993 today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Outlined in the PubMed.gov. found that supportive pillows actually help the neck pain of almost two-thirds of the subjects they tested. It's one of the reasons folks rave about MyPillow, because it helps. And it's helped me. I don't snore as much. I've had the neck issues when I sleep the wrong way. This is taking care of all of that. Guaranteed, literally, to be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, as our friend Mike Lindell says. Call him at 800-506-9028 and get the two-for-one deal on the original classic pillow. Or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code SCOTT. And you're going to love it. Todd loves his. I love mine. You'll love yours. More of What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you for that, by the way. With your guest host, Pat Finken.
Hey, Scotty. Thanks very much. You're listening to What's on Your Mind, and the phone numbers to call are 258-0550 or 1-800-228-0550. Our guests this half hour are from the U.S. Chamber. We have with us Randy Johnson and Amy Nice, and we're talking immigration policy. And before I got a couple of things I want to inject, but before we do that, let's go to line one. Kevin on line one. Kevin, did you have a comment or a question for our guests?
Sure. Thanks, Pat. You know, I don't know where to start here. The talking points you guys got down really well, but, you know, the figures don't match. If we've got 11 to 20 million illegals in the country, then and every illegal creates X amount of jobs, and shouldn't we have 40, 60, 70 million jobs? Right now, we've got the largest or the lowest workforce participation rate since the late 70s. There's 93 million people that should be working that aren't. And I'm hearing that the best way to control the border is not by building a fence and actually controlling the border, but it's by better monitoring. So basically, an old talking point from the left is, and from the chamber anymore, is to get them to come out of the woods, and then we'll know what's going on. I'm sorry, but you know what? What you're talking about today is exactly why Donald Trump is leading in the polls.
Kevin, I'm going to let you hang up and listen to the response on that, but I'm always amazed by this discussion because it ignores the fact that these folks are already here. But I'll turn it back to Randy and Amy to answer that question about the idea of the economic impact and the impact on jobs in this country.
Well, the folks are already here, so we just ignore them and just ignore the problem and keep on moving forward or try and do something about it. You're right. I suppose at this part, it is sort of accepted by everyone, but accepted because it's true that we're not going to deport these individuals. We're not going to round them up with SWAT teams. And there's figures out saying how much that would cost. It would be more than the Department of Homeland Security budget. So let's do something about them. And if anything, leaving them in their undocumented status, unfortunately, can leave them in a situation where they can compete unfairly with American workers, undermine American workers. Whereas we bring them forward, I think that edge would be leveled.
And I don't hear the chamber saying that we should somehow not have improved border security. That's not your point. Your point is to have some sanity to the process because they're driven here by economic needs and, quite frankly, by opportunity in this country provided by jobs that they already have, by the way. These are not people sitting around waiting to get signed on someplace. These are jobs that are in the shadows, if you will. But the bottom line is that they're driven here for economic opportunity. Let's create a pathway instead of the underground system we currently have. Is that accurate?
Right, and the call-in said we don't support border security and more fences. Every time we've testified on this, our report leads with, obviously we need more resources at the border, but that in and of itself isn't going to be the solution to border security. As many past secretaries of the Department of Homeland Security have said, you've got to complement border security with other parts of immigration reform. One of those is a legal mechanism by which workers can fill jobs that Americans aren't filling, and those workers are then screened through a process so we can get them checked, whereas now, yeah, they do come here illegally, and they're not all going to be stopped by a wall. Amy, did you?
I just also wanted to add, I think that an important part of what Kevin is talking about is that we do need to restore the rule of law to our immigration system, and we at the U.S. Chamber are very much for that. What we're saying is that the rule of law means, yes, there could be more resources at the border, but there are other things that we need to do in our immigration system to make it work. we have to remove people once we identify them. We have to be able to identify and remove people who come here legally and overstay. All these things are discussed in a very straightforward way in our report. We are not in any way shunting to the side the need for a system that is workable and enforceable. Right. But we're also saying that part of restoring the rule of law to the immigration system is that when somebody wakes up, some hardworking person wakes up in Guadalajara or Warsaw or wherever, there has to be a peg on the pegboard for a hardworking person to come to the United States legally when they are a lesser skilled worker. And currently there is no such peg on the pegboard, but there are people who want to come. So if we, most people will follow a legal system if one exists. We need to create one. That doesn't mean that the other parts of the immigration system relating more directly to what happens at the border and in the interior after people enter also doesn't need to be addressed. We're just adding to that conversation.
I mentioned that the issue of unemployment is one that's often raised, and it's a good one. But unemployment, national unemployment statistics don't tell, as you guys know in North Dakota, don't tell you about the shortage of workers in certain kinds of jobs in certain parts of the country. The fact is we're no longer a country where people get on their cars like in the Grapes of Wrath and move around following jobs. And there's a lot of reasons for that. One is our social security system. There's a safety net, unemployment. People don't move necessarily to where the jobs are. And all we're saying is when in a certain kind of job in a certain part of the country where there is a shortage and a U.S. employer goes through a system to test the local job market, they should be able to expanded legalized temporary worker programs.
I was just going to make that
national
point.
Unemployment stats don't tell you the story.
I was going to make that point. North Dakota is a good example of where we have both skilled and unskilled needs. There are a lot of employers in this part of the world that use the resources that are available to get enough workers in this part of the country. And I'm not just talking about construction. I'm talking about manufacturing in this state. There are pockets where that need is great, and obviously the system requires that you prove that you have a need that can't be met any other way. But it's not just the unskilled, and we've talked a lot about agriculture and those kinds of things in the past in terms of the unskilled need. But one of the great tragedies is the fact that we educate and provide a high form of education to a lot of folks and then don't let them stay if they want to, where they could be, you know, where they go to our competitors and work against our economy or at least for other countries and other companies when we could put them to work here, improving the United States economic growth.
I think that's exactly right, Pat. Currently, fewer than 7% of the new lawful permanent residents our country welcomes to the United States each year are selected based on their skill sets and the jobs that they're going to perform in the United States. If we bump that up just a little bit, we'll be able to accommodate the individuals who do come to the United States and get graduate education and, you know, learn our business practices.
It's amazing how quickly our time's gone. I appreciate it. I only had a half hour with these guys today. Amy and Randy, thank you very much for being part of the show and injecting some sanity into the discussion. And hopefully we'll have a chance to talk more about this in the future. You're listening to What's on Your Mind.
Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
It takes hard work and support to get a farm standing on its own 2 feet, just like it takes a solid frame to make a building last for years. Prairie Post Frame uses 28-gauge metal, laminated posts bearing a full 6 feet, along with superior craftsmanship to give you the best return on your investment. Right now, they're offering a discount if you sign a contract within 30 days of receiving the quote. Prairie Post Frame, leading the industry in quality post frame construction. Call Jeff at 701-715-0352 or go to prairiepostframe.ca.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Golf course in Medora has been ranked one of America's top 100 greatest public golf courses. This is a wonder, folks, chiseled in the awe-inspiring North Dakota Badlands. It is just breathtaking. Incredible. And, of course, it's world-class golf. So, incredible scenery, but just great golf, too. And if you've not yet golfed it, you can book your tee time online right now at Medora.com. Medora.com. Make this the year you get out there. The pros have just said, although I've seen thousands of potential golf courses sites, this one near Medora may be the best I've ever seen without an ocean view. That's how they talk about this course. That's right. We don't have much time left. Summer's slipping away, so get that tee time scheduled. Enjoy it. The Bully Pulpit Golf Course, Medora. 1-800-MEDORA-1 to book your tee time, or Medora.com, where you can book it online as well. Back to more of What's on Your Mind. Pat Finken, Todd Mitchell, manning the controls for yours truly. Take it away, guys.
And thanks, Scotty. As I mentioned before the break, our guests had to leave. They had only about a half hour to be with us, and I wanted them to inject the discussion that they had in terms of what common sense immigration policy looks like. And just to be clear, they support a strong border presence. They're also supportive of a process that allows this country to get the legal immigrants in that we need to, and some sort of common sense approach to dealing with those folks here. Nobody's talking about citizenship for these folks. We're just talking about some way to deal with the 10, 11 million illegals in the country. Lots of interest, obviously. Let's go to Larry on line two. Larry, did you have some follow-up commentary from our friends for the U.S. Chamber?
Yeah, too bad you let the liars from the chamber monopolize the time and only took one call. You and the folks from the chamber epitomize why the Republican Party is in its death throes. You don't give a darn what the folks think. I just read yesterday an American computer company is dumping 4,000 plus workers. At the same time, they're petitioning Congress for more H-1 visas so that they can import cheap labor.
So,
and
as
for the illegal immigrants, you want to reward folks that break the law.
Let me ask you a question. That's great. You know, it sounds good. What would you do, though, with the illegals that are here?
They broke the law.
And you're going to round up 10 million and send them out of the country.
You send them back.
Really? And how are you going to propose to do that? You know, you're talking about 10 million people.
It's the law, Mr. Finken. Don't reward people that break the law.
When
you reward a behavior, you get more of it.
All right, Larry. Thank you very much. Let's go to Kurt on line two. Kurt, welcome to the show. Did you have a comment?
Well, I'm going to be a lot more reasonable on that last character. You know, the comment that this is why Donald Trump is ahead of the polls prompts my call. We as a public are getting so used to oversimplistic ideas on complicated problems, it's tearing this country apart. The absolutist, that last caller was the perfect example, does not want to answer the question, what do you do with the 15 million approximately are here? What are we going to do? Do a World War II and put together internment camps? We have to be smart. It's not an absolutist idea. We need common sense. You got 12 to 15 million. The reason I have to say 12 to 15 million is because we don't know, because they're underground. We need to wake up on this issue. Building a wall across the southern border and a physical presence like that is idiotic. Yes, we need more human resources there, but to continue to have this discussion without being able to answer the question, what are you going to do with the 15 million, and you get connected with Amnesty, is going to keep us right where we're at, right in the middle of a mix of confusion.
Kurt, I couldn't agree with you more. And part of what happens here is driven by the Internet, actually. There are people that always espouse kind of these radical, easy, you know, as I like to talk about them, bombs that they do, where they send out these easy solutions and it sounds great, but there's no practical application to it. That's always been around, but the Internet has made it readily available, and people believe it when they hear it. And the truth is that, for example, there's a rumor around on this issue that Eisenhower deported 10 million people. Not true.
Correct.
I did a fact check on that. They did deport about 1.5 million out of the 15 million that were here. So, again, it gets back to the common sense solution until we can start dealing with common sense. Now, don't get me wrong. I think we've got to toughen the border. I think we've got to enforce our laws. But we've got to have a way to deal with the people that are here. And part of the reason why they're here the way they are is the rest of our immigration system is screwed up. Kurt, you're right on the money. Let's go to line one. Glenn, welcome to the show. What's your comment?
Yes, your last speaker made a comment that we can't fill all the high-tech jobs with the number, you know, without doing it with illegals or immigrants. To me, that tells us our colleges aren't good enough to fill these jobs. And to me, and another thing, Obama uses that same argument. But yet they keep pushing colleges. So that tells me our colleges aren't even good enough to produce high-tech workers.
Well, actually, it's worse than that, Glenn.
I think it's just a bad excuse.
I think it's worse than that, Glenn, though. The issue isn't that they don't produce these high-tech workers. The issue is the fact that then when they do, they can't stay, and therefore we send some of these people that we've trained, that we've educated, to go to work in China or Russia or some of the other economic competitors that we have. There aren't enough of these high-skilled, especially in the technology world, that to fill the jobs and the opportunities here. Worse yet, they take their ideas and they go someplace else. So it's not that our schools don't get the job done. They do a great job. The problem is that we can't keep them when we do it. Hey, Glenn, thanks for the call. Barry, let's go to you on line two. Welcome to the show. Barry, what's on your mind?
You know, this thing about it couldn't deport that many people. I guarantee it could be done, and it wouldn't even be that hard. If we know where a lot of these people are because they fall into what's called DACA right now, we pick them up, we let them go. We know where they're at. They should be sent home. That's the bottom line. They broke the law. They're hurting our economy, regardless of what these people say. And if you think I'm kidding, my family has more than 150 years experience in this area between the Border Patrol, Customs, and Immigration. So it could be done. And as far as this training, like you said, training of people and then they go someplace else, first of all, we shouldn't have as many people being trained in the United States because a lot of these people are coming from other countries. That should be part of the deal. They go back to their own country and improve them, and maybe those people stay in their own country and won't have them come here.
Well, again, that gets down to the fundamental point, Barry, of whether or not we want them here or not. If they're smart and going to help our economy, why wouldn't we? But thanks for the call, Barry. Let's go to Jeff. We got time for one more call. Jeff on line four, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Jeff. Jeff Minad. And obviously this whole immigration issue is a multifaceted issue. It's not simple. It's complex. It's been evolving over many, many years. I agree with you. I think we do need to do something with the immigrants that we do have. You need to move people through the process to get something moving because everything is at a standstill. I think one of the issues has to do with the fact that that the immigrant labor in the United States has a large economic impact in our society, just like the Minot Air Force Base has an economic impact in Minot. Well, that's beneficial. But we also have American people who are unemployed who also need jobs, and when they're unemployed, it still costs us a bunch of money as well. And so there's going to be a solution is going to be complex, but it does take cool heads and it does take common sense. And both sides and multi-sides actually are going to have to come to the table and be willing to talk and do something. But there are some people that maybe should be sent back. And somehow or another, I think we have to shut down the traffic. Things are not good in Mexico. People come here for a better life. They're always going to be coming here. But we have to address those issues, and we have to use common sense.
And, Jeff, you're absolutely right. And I will tell you one thing about the unemployment issue is that right now the illegals come in, work on our economy in the underground. There's no consideration whether or not there's a workforce locally to fill those jobs because they're coming in probably working for less. By going to a legal system that monitors and manages this, employers are going to have to show that there's a need they can't fill any other way. Now that doesn't happen in the current chaos that is our immigration system. And one of the things that I like about what the chamber is talking about is they're not just talking about allowing them in, but allowing them only where there's a proven need, and then strengthening our employer verification system, which is how we get some monitoring done in this. So the chamber is even recognizing the fact that they've got to have some folks that are going to be tougher on the employers, and that includes their members. So, Jeff, great call. Appreciate it. We've got time for one quick from the voicemail line. Let's go to a caller.
The deportation issue. These people are here illegally, so they've already committed a felony. And any felon is subject to be ousted from the country. They should be thrown out of the country. But, okay, that being said, you know that's not going to happen just because they are a felon already, okay? But if an illegal alien is arrested and is found out that he's here illegally, he should be deported. That doesn't mean you have to deport everybody out of the country, but if you are arrested for a crime and you're here illegally, you have a felony because you're here illegally and you have whatever crime you committed, be punished and thrown out of the country. Deport them right out.
No, actually a great point, and quite frankly, it is one of the travesties that is actually hurting this process is the fact that the Obama administration has just decided to ignore law. How are we not, if somebody's arrested for some other reason, how do we not throw them out of this country? That's ridiculous. But that gets to kind of the common sense stuff that we've got to do in this issue. So anyway, we'll take more calls after the break. We're coming up on a hard break, but I did want to get into this issue because obviously with the presidential issue that is, or the presidential debate that's going on right now, immigration has risen to front and center on that. I sometimes get frustrated with the fact that that's the case because, of course, the number one thing we should be talking about is our economy, because our economy and a strong economy is the tide that lifts all boats. And maybe this is just one facet of dealing with that in a sound and common sense way. But let's not forget, we've got to deal with these 11 to 15. I mean, we've thrown out all kinds of numbers today. I guess the latest I saw from the federal government is about 10 million illegals that are in this country working right now. We've got to be prepared to deal with these folks and move them somehow into the economy in a way that doesn't give them citizenship, but recognizes the fact that they're here and need to come out of the shadows in this deal so we can put them to work. But it doesn't stop there. It's got to be shut down the border. It's got to have a sane legal immigration process and tough sanctions for employers that hire illegals. You're listening to What's on Your Mind, and we'll be back with more calls after the break.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy. Good schools. Safe communities. And keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website. ndfb.org. Your state. Your future. Your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture. And that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Hey, Twins fans, it's the last chance to join the Twins Fun Bus Caravan down to the Twin Cities and Target Field to see the Minnesota Twins take on the Texas Rangers. 12:10 game, Thursday, August 13th. We'll leave Fargo at 7 a.m. Return right after the game. It's only $129. Includes a great seat behind home plate, your coach ride down, and breakfast from Sandy's Donuts. We'll be live with What's on Your Mind, in or out, to Minnesota Twins Baseball. Thursday, August 13th, it's the Fun Bus. Call 855-200-1776, extension 3, for your tickets.
Nicotine is a highly addictive and toxic drug that is harmful to our youth. But a new law brings us one step closer to protecting North Dakota's kids by preventing the sale of e-cigarettes to anyone under age 18, requiring child-resistant packaging, and puts self-service sale displays for any nicotine or tobacco product out of reach. Learn more about the dangers of e-cigarettes and the new law at BreatheND.com. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
On What's on Your Mind with a reminder of our 24/7 line, 855-200-1776. Anytime, day or night, you can call, press 1, leave a message, tell us something on your mind, suggest a guest, a topic you want covered, whatever it is, 855-200-1776. While we're live on the air, you can press 2 and chat with us then, too. So, appreciate you very much listening to What's on Your Mind, brought to you in part today by High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer dealer. 2016 models have just been released. And folks, you cannot believe these sprayers. They keep getting better. It's absolutely incredible. That Apache model is the best. High Plains Apache is your dealer in North Dakota and South Dakota. And they'd love to sell you one of these 2016s. Deep discounts right now on all the remaining 2015 models, and they have low interest financing too, so you got to know about that. HighPlainsApache.com is the website. Don't forget the ET Ag Center for the best source of the ag application parts you need when you need them. ET Ag Center at High Plains Apache.
in Fargo, actually Frontier, just south of Fargo, and Mandan, across from Maine, right across from the Bonanza. You can't miss them, but online all the time at highplainsapache.com. More of What's on Your Mind. Back to Todd Mitchell and your guest host in my absence, Pat Finken. Pat, take it away.
Yeah, this is for the Chamber of Commerce people. No, you don't need to play all these little games or to play anything else. It's called find the people who are employing them. You verify if you actually use it or identify them. Then you find the hell out of them.
Absolutely correct. One of the three components to getting this thing under control, secure the border, put tough employer security in there, and create a way to get the workforce you need into the country in the areas you need them. Like North Dakota, we could have stood a few legal immigrants over the last while and probably had quite a few. Let's go to Lewis on line five. Lewis, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello?
Yes, Lewis, you're up.
Yeah, I've personally seen where immigrants from another country get married, do not register their marriage certificate at the courthouse. They're both working. She's getting food stamps for the kids. Now, on the problem we have now, one, give them a year to get out of the country, hand them paperwork as they exit the border. Anybody found here after that, they blacklisted. They cannot come back. At the same time, cut welfare and food stamps and get the people that are career there back into the workforce. So you cover both. The education, we need to have incentives for our own kids to get those high-tech jobs. It's not that we're short of kids with smarts.
Yeah, well, for whatever reason, though, we do seem to lag the rest of the world on math and sciences, and it's really the math issues, especially in the high tech or the computer sciences, is where we really seem to be failing at.
They changed the education system. I graduated in 81. They've changed what they teach in the schools. They don't teach what we were taught, and that's hurt. Plus, a lot of parents could care less if their kids graduate with anything other than a basic C grade anymore. That's part of it, the parents.
And you know what? I agree with you wholeheartedly. We've got to do a better job. In fact, that's going to be a great discussion for next hour. We have the new chancellor coming in for that. But, Lewis, thank you for the call. Johnny on line three, welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Oh, we lost him right there. So anyway, we're about wrapped up in this half hour. I want to thank all the callers. I want to thank our guests, Randy Johnson and Amy Nice from the U.S. Chamber. A great discussion for this country to have. It can't just be sound bites. There has to be substance to this. We have to secure the border. We have to have a legal process that allows people that we need in this country for jobs to come into this country. We need to be able to get tough on employers, but also have a legal process for them to get the workforce they want and to keep the very kinds of people we need to have in this country. And we need to bring the people that are already here out of the shadows. And that's the big discussion today. I don't buy that we can deport them. Eisenhower tried it. He got about 1 out of 10. This is crazy to think that we're going to round these people up. But if they break the law, totally with that, throw them out of the country, never to be seen here again. In fact, there's a great variation on what's coming out. I think it's called Kate's Law, where if you actually get thrown out, then you can't come back in. And if you get caught coming back in, you don't get thrown back. You get thrown in jail. That's got a lot of appeal to me because we've got to have some disincentive, especially for the repeat offenders. And obviously when they get tossed out, it's because they're criminals beyond. And I'm with the fact that the people that come here illegal are criminals. No question about that. They are criminals and they've broken the law. If they break the law again, boot them out of here. But that 10 million illegals that are here right now, we've got to have some smart way to deal with them. And the smartest thing I've heard is to give them a process where they can be here legally, that their job is legal, what they're doing, they can pay taxes. Right now, as one caller pointed out, we've got people in here, you know, on welfare and taking advantage of our education system, but not paying taxes. We've got to bring them into the economy so that they can contribute to the economy just like everybody else. And that's important. But then if we've got bad actors, kick him out of here. It's not an easy thing to do, and courage is going to have to be the mainstay of going the right way, because obviously this is also a very emotional issue for a lot of people. So it's a reality. It's about time we did something about it, and hopefully with a new administration, we can get it back on track. You're listening to What's On Your Mind. Pat Finken sitting in for Scott Hennon, and we'll be back with more after the break.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
You owe it to yourself to be safe when you're behind the wheel. And there's no safer vehicle on the road than a Mercedes-Benz. If you can hear me right now, your Mercedes-Benz dealer is Valley Imports. ValleyImports.com is the website. Check out the selection. CE and S-Class, the Coupes, the GLs, the MLs. How about a convertible or a Roadster? Have you seen that sixth-generation SL? Unbelievable, folks. And it is the safest vehicle you'll ever drive. The safety features in a Mercedes-Benz are amazing. Take one for a test drive. The best price, and by the way, if you mention you heard Scott Hennon talking about Mercedes, you'll get 2 years of service absolutely free. That's right. Another reason to go to ValleyImports.com. They'll deliver right to you. Great price, great selection. And if you don't see it on the website, they'll get it for you. Any model, Mercedes-Benz, ValleyImports.com, ValleyImports.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
All right, so suddenly Walmart, eBay, Amazon, everybody wants to ban the rebel flag. Well, the rebel flag is an important part of American history. The rebel flag is still a long-standing symbol of Southern pride and Southern heritage. So if the big retailers want to play in the political correctness and try to deny the history of America, let them. Go to ourflags.com. That's R like rebel, R, letter R. Ourflags.com. Get your rebel flag before they actually do outlaw the things, huh? Ourflags.com. That's ourflags.com. Go now.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.